Good evening, Giants fans. Tonight, we have a very special presentation as we pay tribute to three Giants legends. The Ring of Honor panels at MetLife Stadium that display the names of the most significant men in the 92-year history of the franchise will add three more honorees, Ernie Accorsi, Justin Tuck, and Tom Coughlin. Let's now look back at the careers of these Giants greats.
Ernie Accorsi's NFL career would take off in the 1980s as the general manager for the Baltimore Colts and Cleveland Browns. In 1994, he joined Big Blue as the assistant GM before succeeding his good friend George Young as the Giants' new general manager in 1998. Ernie was responsible for the hiring of his fellow Ring of Honor inductee, head coach Tom Coughlin, in 2004. And he would follow up that great decision with one more when he pulled off a draft day trade for a young quarterback out of Ole Miss for the name of Eli Manning. With Coughlin at the helm and Eli under center, the Giants would steadily grow into a winner.
You hang together every snap, every play, and hang together and fight your off, man. We're going to have a hell of a football. Do it.
Of course, he added another piece in the 2005 draft when he selected Justin Tuck, a bruising defensive lineman that would terrorize quarterbacks for years to come. 2007 would turn into a storybook season for the Road Warrior Giants. Led by their head coach and young defensive star, Big Blue would rally all the way to Super Bowl 42 against the undefeated New England Patriots.
New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
Coach Coughlin and the Giants would once again return to the NFL mountaintop in 2011, with Justin Tuck, now a veteran leader, inspiring his teammates.
How many of y'all wanted today? I got a ring. Chris, you ain't got one. You don't know what it feel like. I'm telling you right now, it's the best feeling in the world. And if it's on me today, you're going to have one after this.
Brady is back. He's under pressure and he gets sacked at the 13-yard line. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And the ball game's over. And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still will, the heart of a champion. Believe, believe, believe.
And now to introduce our newest members into the ring, let's welcome back an inaugural Ring of Honor inductee, NFL Hall of Famer, and one of the greatest to ever wear the blue, number 92, Michael Strahan. Now, Giants fans, let's give a big welcome back to former general manager Ernie Accorsi. Now our next honoree, his clutch big game play and leadership will never be forgotten. Welcome back, number 91, Justin Tuck. And finally, the man who guided this franchise back to glory for two Super Bowl championships, the head coach, Tom Coughlin. Michael, the stage is yours.
right. I am, I'm honored to be here tonight to induct or to announce our new Ring of Honor inductees. I got to say, everybody, give it up one more time for these three incredible men. And I'm going to be very brief with each one of them because I want them to have some time to talk. But I got to say, Ernie, you're first. And everyone knows that in organizations, the success starts from the top. And under Ernie, every player felt valuable. Every player felt wanted. Every player knew that they had a role with this team and that they were meant to be Giants. And once a Giant, always a Giant. And that's from you. So Ernie Accorsi, please come up and get your jacket, my friend.
Thank you, Michael. First, I want to thank John Mara and Susan McDonald and the Mara family, and Steve and John Tisch and the Tisch family, and especially my three children who traveled to be with me tonight. And I will always cherish the memory of Wellington and Ann Mara and Bob Tisch, who gave me the opportunity to be their general manager, and George Young, who brought me here 22 years ago, and every one of you, the best fans for the best franchise in sports, and every player, whoever wore Giant Blue during my time here. Now, if I could take a line from the great Yankee Clipper, I want to thank the good Lord for making me a New York Giant. Thank you.
And now I would like to say a little something about Justin Tuck. He is such a gentle giant off the field, but for all of us as Giants players and as his teammate and as the fans, we're so lucky he was not so gentle on the field. I couldn't be prouder to have him up here on this stage to get this jacket, because I know for 15 years of football, I wouldn't have that ring without you. I know I may have got more credit. I know OC thought he was prettier, but without you, my friend, there would be no Super Bowl 42 champion. Come on up here, Justin Tuck.
Wow. It goes without saying that whenever you get to this point, you got so many people to thank. I thank the Merritt family. I thank the Tisch family. I thank the Giants organization as a whole. I thank these Giant fans. I thank my family, my beautiful wife and our kids and their support. And it's funny, man. The last time I was up here, I think we were bringing a Super Bowl 46 back here. And I asked you guys to do me a favor. I asked you to sing my son happy birthday. But tonight I'm going to ask you to do me one more favor. Every time you see my name up in those Raptors, don't think about anything that Justin Tuck did. Think about everything that we did. Everything that our coaching staff, that our teammates, everything that we did, because you don't get to this point without the collective effort. And to steal what Ernie just said, I thank God every night for making me a New York Giant. God bless.
And without further ado, I'd like to say this man taught us about teamwork. He taught us about winning. He taught us how to get it done. He taught us how to stomp people out. And most of all, he taught us 5 minutes is not early, it's right on time. Tom Coughlin, everybody.
All right, I know the players are back on the field, but I'm not going to get cheated. Thank you, Michael. Tonight's a very special night, a night of celebration. Congratulations go forth to Ernie Accorsi and his family, and Justin Tuck, his wife Lauren, their beautiful family. And it is an honor to be inducted with both of these young men tonight. I also want to thank the Mara and Tisch families for the opportunity extended to me in January of 2004 to become the 16th head coach of the New York Giants. And I want to thank the outstanding coaches, executives, and talented players that I've had the privilege of working with. The honor bestowed on me tonight really must be shared by all of you. I wish to thank my colleagues and friends from the many departments within the New York Giant organization. It was a pleasure to work side by side with you all these years. The great game of football is an integral part of who I am, and I feel blessed that I've been able to dedicate my professional career to this game with the love and support of my number one team, my family. My quarterback, the team captain, my wife Judy, the coordinators, the team leaders, our children, their spouses, and our 12 beautiful grandchildren. Putting everything in proper perspective tonight, the New York Giants franchise is 92 years old. With tonight's inductions, the number of members in the New York Giant Ring of Honor is 42. I am humbled to be included in this most distinguished group of Giant greats. Tonight I am thinking of my father, John Lewis Coughlin, and my mother, Betty Post Coughlin, and I hope they are proud to see our family name high above the playing field next to all the Giant greats. And I sincerely hope that our children and grandchildren will share this special night with their children and grandchildren for generations to come. And keeping this honor in our family, our son-in-law, the great Giant offensive guard, Chris Snee, was inducted into the Ring of Honor in 2015. And I look forward to sharing this distinguished honor with Chris. And I want to thank the millions of New York Giant fans, the greatest fans in the world, the greatest franchise in all of professional sports, the New York Giants. Thank you.
And now, fans, we unveil our newest inductees into the Ring of Honor in the Bud Light Corner.